I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Let us welcome in our friend Paul Hall on entertainment this afternoon from Common Guy Films. Good afternoon. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. That Loretta Swit news is one of those that hits me. I mean, growing up, that was, I think, one of my early crushes was Loretta Swit as Hot Lips on MASH. So
that's very interesting. But I would not have put her in the category of any of my crushes. So to each his own. But she certainly was great on that show. All right, let's talk about something. I started this a couple of nights ago, but I didn't get into it because I'm like, man, this is so heavy. But there's another series of documentaries on Netflix, and this one's about, and some of us will remember this, if Ethan was in here, we'd have to explain to him what the Tylenol murders were.
These are not all heart attacks. Something's killing them.
There were 6 capsules missing, and there are 3 victims. I said, it has to be Tylenol.
It was a new way for a mass murder.
Tylenol.
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 You found cyanide in Tylenol.
Innocent people were poisoned to death for no reason.
Sue, Jane, Paul, we all remember a time where you could just kind of open up a bottle and you wouldn't have the childproof container. You wouldn't have something that was covering it up, whatever it's foil or cellophane or something like that. But this was a fascinating case that happened in the suburbs of Chicago in the early 1980s. And I don't even remember all the details of it, but they chronicle it in another, what is it, a 3-part documentary series?
Yeah, it's a 3-parter, runs about 40 or so minutes apiece. So it's a very digestible 3 parts that you can push through. And for any of us who grew up in the Midwest, anywhere in the Midwest, this hit really close to home. In fact, I asked my wife a little bit. She's a couple years younger than me, and I said, she's at that cusp, and I said, I think this is why I always had a little bit of a leery feeling in the back of my head when I was told take some Tylenol. It was just the remembrance of this as a kid of what went down and literally changed the scope of packaging, change the scope of the way we think about drugs and what we take, simple things that should be nothing. And I'll tell you what, this is a fascinating documentary that goes beyond that whole incident to a much bigger picture, shall we say, as things go on, and even posits some questions about, you know, do we know what really happened yet?
Well, that was what I was going to ask you, because I don't remember that anyone was really tagged with responsibility, and I really don't remember a lot of the case. So I started watching about the first 10 minutes. I do want to continue it. I'll probably wrap it this weekend. But my understanding is there's still a lot of questions about where the blame really goes, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Every little narrowing took investigators closer to what they thought was an obvious answer. And the obvious answer, as they prove throughout the course of time, may not be the only nor the correct answer, even though, you know, everything in the world points one way.
Well, Netflix is really doing a great job with some of these documentary series.
And
you know that I
good.
Have, you know, I've really highly recommended American Manhunt, the hunt for Osama bin Laden. And you finally
that
watched it, right, Paul?
I finished it this week, and what Mark didn't tell me, or us on the air when we were talking about it last week, is that last 20 to 30 minutes of that series is so riveting. It will rival anything you see from a fictional point of view that has been made in the last 10, 15 years. You are on the edge of your seat.
I agree.
A documentary director to bring that aspect into this with real facts is just amazing for a documentary director. So
and not stuff that people know, right? I mean, look, I did a deep dive on all of that, and there were a lot of facts that I did not know.
Yeah.
And having the actual seal there.
Yeah, Robert O'Neill.
Oh,
that's what makes
incredible.
It so special, is because you know that we took out Osama bin Laden, right? You know, everybody knows that.
Right.
You're going to be reminded of, in that series, everything that sort of led up to Al-Qaeda, the earlier terrorist attacks. Then, of course, they get to 9/11. Then they get to the hunt for bin Laden. And to Paul's point, when you finally, and the last 30 minutes is after they kill Osama bin Laden, because what happens in the aftermath, they're still not safe. It's just as exciting, right? So I've been recommending that.
And
that's been my top choice.
How difficult the decision was to make to do it.
Uh-huh. And who didn't want to go?
Uh-huh.
Joe Biden.
Correct.
Joe Biden didn't want to do it. He's the guy in the room.
Alert.
Yeah.
Yes.
Obama was the one that said we're going.
I was proud of Obama.
I was too.
The good thing about it is, you know, throw politics out the window for one of the rare cases. This is where both sides of the aisle wanted this guy and wanted this justice for, you know, America based on 9/11 for years. And they put politics out the window in the case of actually just going ahead and doing the job, not trying to sugarcoat it.
Wasn't there a couple military guys that were, look, it was split. It wasn't it was split. And the people that were in the, was it the Bush administration or the even the, or who remember what happened with Carter? They were skittish, but Obama said, "I don't care what this does, go do it."
Well, because they weren't completely sure they had him. They thought they had him,
they
but there was
positive.
No guarantees because he was so well hidden. And it's interesting just even to see, you know, they knew that there was a guy walking around every day outside. They knew his gait. So then
they counted the clothes so that they could figure out
on the
laundry.
Okay, don't tell me too much.
Yeah, I know we shouldn't.
Oh, there's so much more. I couldn't
there's a lot.
You know what? But that's what made this documentary
so good.
Unbelievable. Because you know the general story, but there's so much more to it. And the way that they presented it was tremendous.
Oh, I love it.
So everyone should watch it.
We're watching Earnhardt on Netflix, but you got to be a racer person for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Paul, what else is there?
Well, they've got that. They've got the new F1 series with the women trying to make F1. I know we talked about Brad Pitt. Sue, you brought that up before. There's a new F1 series with a bunch of women trying to get a seat in Formula One, one of the hardest seats in the world to get. I've gotten addicted to Formula One in the last 3 or 4 years, and it's the most amazing sport to watch, bar none, I think. It's really going to be great to see that movie. In theaters, we have a new movie for horror fans called Bring Her Back that will have the hair on the end of your arms standing on edge, because Sally Hawkins is amazing in this. And it's a story of just two kids lost their family, end up in a new family, but that family's got some nefarious reasons for adopting them or bringing them into their household. It's going to creep you out before it's all said and done. It's not for the squeamish. Bring Her Back opens in theaters this week. And I have to mention Bono. Bono has a new movie over on Apple TV Plus, Bono Stories of Surrender. Now, this is his one-man show that he toured around the country, kind of based on his book, with a harp player, a cello player, and a drummer, and they simply tell his story. And it's very fascinating to watch for those of you who are U2 fans or not U2 fans. It will go into a lot of what went behind Bono becoming the man he became. And you know, we talk about throwing politics out the window. Bono is one of the few people that was able to talk to presidents and members of both sides of the aisle throughout his career and do things, make some changes in the world around us. And I do have to mention one more thing, and this is just a total self-publication. My friends at Remind Magazine are putting something up for me tomorrow. I've been working on it for a while. Tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of a movie that I find to be one of the most quotable movies in my lexicon and in my lifetime, Fletch.
Oh yeah, yes. I love Fletch.
Yes.
Love it.
Chevy Chase, and the odd ironic thing is I was researching things, two of the main stars in Fletch, Chief Carlin, Joe Don Baker, and Fat Sam, George Wendt, both passed away within the last 3 weeks, four weeks.
Right.
So it's just bizarre. So Chevy, be well, please.
You know,
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
I just sent myself a reminder because we were earlier talking about Smoking the Bandit this week, and that I think streams on Netflix, and I wrote myself a note. Sue, I'm going to try to see if it holds up, but I would love to watch. I'm always looking, especially with all of the stuff that's in the news, and as great as the Bin Laden documentary is, it's heavy. So is the Tylenol, you know, murder case.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see if I can check out Fletch, because I don't think I've seen that in a long time, and I loved that
it's
movie.
It's so great. Oh, that's a great idea.
It's such a palate cleanser.
Yeah. Some of those
when you're dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me go back a little bit to something, I reviewed films part-time for about 30 years and retired right during the pandemic. And Paul and I got to know each other because of this when I was in Milwaukee. But when we were talking about Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning last week, and you said it's going to get beat by Lilo and Stitch at the box office, that really caught me off guard. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because usually a big action movie would hold the box office. So you're absolutely right. I mean, it did maybe almost triple the box office.
Seriously?
I can't remember if you said, did you see Lilo and Stitch or not?
I didn't get to it yet, and it's one of those things that's on my list, shall we say. But it's here's the dirty little secret behind a lot of things. You know, Hollywood was talking a lot about how big this weekend was at the box office. It really was two movies, Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. There were other movies in the mix, but those did a fraction. And Lilo and Stitch actually drove most of that business from this weekend. It'll be interesting to see how much the drop-off is this week, because Karate Kid also opens this week, and I've heard not good things about the attendance at the pre-shows on Thursday night. So
what is that? Karate Kid Legends, what is that?
It's Karate Kid going further. It kind of comes off of Cobra Kai on Netflix. Yeah. Ralph Macchio's back. I'm trying to remember who else is in it. I didn't have the desire to go see it. And I didn't get out to do it. So
Then we also brought up the and I can't believe this, because maybe Lilo and Stitch is worth seeing. I'll check it out. Probably wait until Disney Plus. But I loved, we mentioned this earlier, How to Train Your Dragon. And now they have another live action version of that.
Yeah.
Do we really need it? I guess, again, the answer is Ethan encapsulated it. It's money. These movies, look at what Disney's doing with Lilo and Stitch. That's exactly why they did it. But is it worth seeing, I guess, is the question.
Here's the thing with Lilo and Stitch. Now, remember, Mark, why you love that movie so much. They could do things with the animation that you could never do in a live-action film. And that's what's, I think, going to be its downfall. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say firsthand. But the fact that you used, during the animated film, you could make magic happen because you were animating things that you're not going to do in this version of it. So it'll be real interesting to see where it goes, see how far it goes. I don't know.
I don't know either. All right. Tell folks where they can find your reviews.
It's up at commonguy.com, and check out remindmagazine.com for my Fletch piece tomorrow.
Yay. We'll talk next week. Thank you, Paul Hall.
Take care.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.